Welcome to the Draft Doctors Fantasy Footy Podcast with your hosts, John Crockett, Steve Fizz, and the Statesman.
G'day, everybody, and welcome to the Draft Doctors. It's been a big weekend for us at our Draft Doctors HQ for Steve and I. On Friday, we released the mock draft simulator, and tonight we're just going to walk you through the basics of the website and just do a couple of a mock draft, and just to let you, the listeners, know how it works. But to you, Stevie Fizz, welcome, pal.
Yeah, g'day, Jono. G'day, listeners. What can you say, Jono? I haven't worn pants since Friday.
Yeah, it's been pretty hard to wear them. It's just been moo-moos, and that's about it.
Free ball. Just the free ball. Just pull things back a little bit. No, it's been an exciting time. I just want to say thanks to everyone for all the support. Obviously, with the release of the mock draft website, that's if you haven't been there, it's www.mock.thedraftdoctors.com.au. We've had a fantastic response. Just thanks to all the love for all the likes and comments and retweets. Big shout out to our mate Warney, Jono from the Traders, who we might owe about 7,000 beers to, just for all his support through this process. But the community's been amazing.
And probably another 3,000 beers to the person who made this site for us, my brother Ross, the internet IT guru that he is. I think he was there on Friday. We had a few technical issues. He was there Friday on hand, just fixing them all up for all our listeners there to use the site over the weekend. So big thanks to my brother Ross, who created the site. At Ross Crockett is his Twitter handle. If you want to need any IT stuff made or anything like that, hit him up. He can certainly help you out. But a bit of news, Steve's come out over the last couple of days. Probably the biggest one was Sunday morning with Jock Reynolds, the fantasy. The grandfather of fantasy football is hanging up the boots.
It's shocking. A shocking twist of events, Jono. Obviously, just put out so much great content for so long, along with Higo and Crouching. What can you say? It's a sad day for fantasy.
Well, that's right. And, you know, people come to a time in their life where they just got to move on and can't do these things. But I'm sure there's people out there that will step up and take over the role, which I think was a Black Dog and a few others there, who's going to take over the mantle and keep the Jock Reynolds spirit alive.
Yeah, they're certainly they've been grooming the understudies, and I'm sure the brand will continue, the hashtag brand. But I think it's a sad day. They certainly put out a fantastic pod, and I very much enjoyed it for one.
So did I. It was a great content.
Jesus, podcast. You're speaking, mate. What's going on? Did you not get your Valentine's this morning? Is that what's happened? Has Mrs. Crockett's just let you down?
You know, I always forget. And I don't celebrate these so-called holidays. It's just a money grab from your Kmarts and Targets and all that, wanting the Daryl Lees. I don't buy into that.
Kmarts? But
I do, the only thing... Sorry?
Kmarts. Just where you do your shopping. Is that where you got Mrs. Crockett's ring from? Kmart.
Pretty much. No, I got that 20-cent lolly machine out the front of Kmart. But the other thing, Mrs. Crockett, she loves the flowers and everything like that. I've refused to buy flowers, but she does love cards. So just buy a card, write a nice message. That gets the job done. Whereas for me, she's bought me an awesome Seinfeld book, which I've never read. It's like behind the scenes sort of stuff on the show, so pretty keen to read that one. But a bit of news, still news, Steve. Mason Wood, cracked thumb, so out for 3 weeks. Not good there for Mason Wood. You know I'm a big fan of his, but 3 weeks, so probably miss most of JLT. But probably the biggest one is Jack Billings will not partake in the JLT series with hamstring concerns. Now, I don't know what the hell hamstring concerns mean, but that is not a good sign, especially since he's had them in the past.
Yeah, you got to hate soft tissue injuries. I hate feet injuries, so I'm staying the hell away from Jack Viney. But Jack Billings, he's certainly a tier one forward for, I think, everyone, Jono, in both formats.
Certainly.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's got to... I don't know. I'm not going to drop him just yet. Obviously, the news has just broken. We're recording on Monday. The news is just out. In doubt for the JLT. I'm not hitting the panic stations button, but you've got to feel Isaac Heaney is shooting to the top of the forwards list.
Yeah, you got what, Manigola, Heaney. I'm just going through the ranks quickly, having a look. Toby Green, certainly popping up there. Even Buddy Franklin.
Well, Toby Green hasn't even been training. He's been on a modified program with a busted toe. So, you know, this...
Nah, busted toe. I'm not worried about that.
Well, it's on your foot.
It's just on your foot. It's Toby Green. What does he do? Just runs around the 50 and just classy things and decides to get naked at Zeebles. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. It's bad times. It's bad times. Jack Billings, I'm certainly cautious, and it certainly does affect where I'll draft him. I think he's probably going to be my third tier one forward, but it's definitely a watch this space situation, Jono.
Yeah, see, I've got him as a third tier. Tier one forward as well, so, but it is certainly watch and wait. But if you want to follow us on social media, you can do that by checking us out on Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, and at Statesman33, who is not on the show today. We decided to give him the week off because he doesn't like Super Coach, and this is going to be...
No, I think what's happened is he's found Mrs. Statesman. He's actually away on a Valentine's Day retreat, the old honey dripper, and he's just been... he's covered in amore. Is that what they call it in Italian? Amore?
Pino Amore.
There you go.
So he's got the week off, but if you want to also on, we are on the Facebook, search The Draft Doctors there. We do have the websites. We got two websites now. So the other first one is thedraftdoctors.com.au. We've got all our rankings and articles going up there each and every week with our rankings being updated. And we've got the new site, which we are going to talk about today. It's our mock simulator, which is mock.thedraftdoctors.com.au. So we're just going to go through a bit of a mock draft and let you, the listeners, know how it works. So when you go out, you can check it out and get the best out of it. So, Steve, we're going to do, what, a 5-7-1-5 Supercoach draft tonight?
Yeah, I think so, Jono. And why wouldn't we take advantage of the Statesman's absence and get involved in a bit of Supercoach draft action? We know we probably don't pay it. What are you doing? You killing something over there?
I don't know something. The ghosts in this house, they found us. They found us.
The ghost of Valentine's Day past, you and your lousy gift-giving. But why wouldn't we take advantage of the Statesman's absence? We don't. We know Supercoach draft is very popular. No one else talks about it besides us. So why not give it a crack? And Jono, that's our home league. We actually play Supercoach draft.
We certainly do.
So what position do you want to draft? On the homepage here, we'll select Supercoach draft. We'll draft against the ADP, which is always changing with the amount of drafts we've had over the weekend. I've seen some huge shifts. Rory Lobb, we're getting him in about the 10th round now.
Yes. Well, I actually did a draft this afternoon and got him in the 12th round, so I'm loving that Rory Lobb value.
Yes, sweet.
And one of your boys that you love, SPS, Petrevsky Seaton, I got in the 20th round.
That's some value, my friend. All right.
Absolutely.
So our home league's actually a bonsai draft. So do you want to do a bonsai draft, Jono?
Yeah, I love the bonsai draft.
Okay.
But we've got all the features there. We've got snake, bonsai, and linear. Also, all the popular choices for your draft leagues. We've got the 2-3-1-2. You've got all the stats there in front of you, Steve.
Yeah, just running through. The 3-4-1-3-4 on the bench. That's probably the second most popular. We have got a two ruck option for all the sadists.
Crazy people.
Sadists who want to play with two rucks and end up playing Tim English. That's a good life, isn't it?
Hitting the gym. He's bulking up.
You have Tony Olungo sitting there in R2. Not about that life. No, we'll play our 5-7-1-5 format, Jono. Yeah. 10-team league. And which position do you want to draft out of? We're actually next to each other. We know our positions. We're 6 and 7.
Six and seven. Why don't we start pick 6? Because that's right on the cusp of where things start to change, especially in the Supercoach leagues, because you think those top 5 mids are going to go right off the board.
Well, they might do. Who knows? Okay, let's start at pick 6. And this is where you're drafting from in our home league. So we'll be very interested to see what sort of team you can create from there. So we've clicked start. And no surprises, 5 mids off the board. Although, one of the mids is not one of the mids you might suspect. It the 1.1, we've got Patrick Dangerfield, followed by Titch, followed by Dustin Martin, Josh Kelly, and 1.5 is Lockie Neal. So still on the board, in the defense, we've still got a couple of tier one midfielders. I've only got two tier one midfielders. We've got Elliot Yeo, Rory Laird.
Defender, sorry.
Elliot Yeo, Rory Laird, Cade Simpson. All the defenders are on the board. With the midfielders, Matt Crouch, Nathan Fife, Zach Merritt, Rory Sloan, Pendles, Bont, and obviously all the forwards and all the rucks are on the table. So what have you got left in your tier one mids, tier one defenders, and tier one forwards?
Well, obviously, all my tier one defenders and mid forwards are there. I probably have none of my tier one midfielders, which would be Danger, Titch, Dusty, Kelly. So it's an open slather, really. Like, this is probably going to be the hardest pick of the year, but I'd want to lock in that captain option because I can. I feel being pick six, I can get one of those defenders or forwards back in the second round. So I'm going to start it off and take a Nat 5.
I can't believe you don't have him as a tier 1 mid. I've got him as a tier 1 mid.
It's right on the cusp there. He is that fifth midfielder for me, but it's the injury history and the probably just that slight concern where, because I had him last year, I had that slight burn, so that's that bile sitting in the back of my throat.
So, yeah, okay, I'm with you on the choice. I've got to choose him because he's my tier 1 mid. No, we'll get one of the tier one forwards or defenders on the way back. So I'm absolutely with you. Nat Fife, lock it in. Okay, so after Nat Fife in the 1.7, Matt Crouch, followed by Elliot Yeo, Zach Merritt, the Bont. So pretty hot on the Bont there. Rory Laird was the second defender off the board at the start of the second round, followed by Rory Sloan, Sam Menegola, and Scott Pendlebury.
Okay. He's been shooting up the ranks, the ADPs, I've noticed there.
Yeah, and hey, look, that's what happens. Like, the people want Pendles, they'll draft him early, and that's going to push him up the ADPs. So he's not, like, I'm probably a little bit cooler on him this year. Jono?
So am I.
Yeah, yeah. So both of my tier one defenders have gone.
So that was Yeo and Lloyd, was it?
Yeah, Yeo and Lloyd. Yeo and Laird.
Oh, sorry, yep. Okay, so we've...
But with the forwards, I've still got Isaac Heaney and Jack Billings on the board.
Ooh. Yeah, see, with Billings now having that hamstring complaint, I'd be looking at my defenders and forwards. You know I don't like my forwards as much as I love my defenders, so I'd be looking at Jake Lloyd right now, but that's just me. Other people would go the Jack Billings way or the Isaac Heaney.
Well, with the news on Billings today, I'd be all over Heaney because he's my last tier one player that I've got left, aside from the Rucks, who we're not drafting in round two because we're not crazy people and we love value. So my choice would be Isaac Heaney because he's my last tier one player. But you like the defenders?
Yeah.
We've still got Simpson, Lloyd, Hurley, Hibbard. So we've still got a slather. So
I'm happy to take Heaney. Like, it all depends on how you feel on the day, really. Like, and like I said, with the mock draft side, I've been doing drafts where I've been able to get Lloyd, Heaney, and a Fife or a Lockie Neal. Can you? That's unreal.
Yeah. Look, I'm all over Heaney. I think he's a cut above. Like, we've still got questions about Menegola's role. Billings is obviously hurt. I know Isaac Heaney hasn't exactly had the best preseason from reports, but I still have to
probably coming off glandular fever. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so we've locked in Isaac Heaney at the 2.5. After him's gone Clayton Oliver. A bit of a run of forwards here, Jono, with Lance Franklin, Toby Green, and Jack Billings all going in a row. Followed by Gary Ablett to round out the second round. Followed by Cade Simpson, Dane Beams, JPK, and Joel Selwood. So
we've got Zorko and Rockliffe still there?
Yeah, let me just burn through a few of these mids because we've got quite a few. Now, we've got Dane Zorko, Tom Rockliffe, Patrick Cripps, Treloar, Taylor Adams, Luke Parker, and Callan Ward, who is obviously rising up the ADPs. But with the defenders, we've got Lloyd, Hurley, Hibbard, Rant, Hooley, Howe, and McGovern still there. Most of these guys are tier two defenders for me.
Mm.
So the question is, what sort of way do you want to play it? Do you want to lock in that midfielder and hope to get one of the defenders on the way back, or get one of the defenders and hope for one of the midfielders on the way back?
So what pick are we at now? 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy to go a midfielder because I do believe we can get one of those mid defenders back. You can just name four or five of them, so chances are they'll come back to us. So I'm happy to lock in another midfielder.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to go. Just with the seven midfielders on field, you really need a bit of depth. So I'm absolutely fine with that. Who's your highest ranked midfielder from the
bunch? Abby Zorko, the Magnificent.
Zorko. See, I've got Rockliffe. Oh, I've actually got Treloar as the highest.
I've actually got Zorko and Rockliffe. They're pretty close in the same tier, but see, I just like Zorko.
See, I've got Zorko way down. I'm way down. So,
and down on Treloar, you've got him.
Well, do you want to compromise and get Rocky?
Difference. Okay, I'm happy with Rocky.
Compromise and get... Yeah, Tom Rockliffe, you're a compromise pick. Okay.
In what the... At 3.5, that's unreal.
Yeah, well, because we're doing the Bonsai, so we get the early pick in the third round as well. It's okay, so...
That's right.
That's a pretty hot way to start off in midfield, although pretty risky with Nat Fyfe and Tom Rockliffe.
Yeah. Oh, well. Risk it to get the biscuit.
It's true. Okay, so after Tom Rockliffe went Dane Zorko. Sorry, Jono, didn't make it back. Actually, with string of defenders, we had Jake Lloyd, Michael Hibbert, Adam Treloar, Patrick Cripps went to round out the third round. Then to start off the fourth went Robbie Gray.
Wow. A
couple of rucks to start it off. First two ruckmen, Paddy Ryder and Matty Cruiser. Then Michael Hurley, who we just saw had a bit of a wrist injury, but apparently isn't too big of a concern. And Basher Hooley.
Ooh, bugger.
Yeah.
That's actually, yeah, an interesting little pick there if he was still available. Did you say Simpson was still there or he's gone?
Simpson went earlier.
Simpson's went. So what defenders have we got there? Because we can click on the tab there and just have a look to see what position you want to look at. You can just look at defenders only, defender forwards. It's all customizable depending what you need for your team structure.
Yeah, so for me, I've actually got Alex Rance really high. He's at the top of my tier two defenders. So he's still on the board. Jeremy Howe still on the board. McGovern, Dylan Roberton, Brandon Ellis, Luke McDonald, Zach Tui, Daniel Rich. So I'm really hot on Alex Rance. So he's pretty high. We know seven defenders have gone off the board, 20 midfielders, six forwards and two rucks. We can check that in the counter up the top.
Yeah, I'd be happy to take another... how many forwards have gone, did you say?
Six forwards have gone. So on the board is still JJK, Wingard, Barlow, Ruffy, Danaher, Smith. So you're still getting sort of a big
pool of them.
Yeah, big tier two forward section there. So if it was my pick, I'd be all over Alex Rance here. I would never pass him.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a defender and... Look, I'm not as hot on Rance as you are, but I still like McGovern as well. He's up there in my tiers. So Rance and McGovern, mate, to round out my team, I'd still be, they're in the same tier for me. That's no worries.
The only thing I'm cooling on McGovern is with JJK missing so much of the preseason. We know Jeremy Govan's such a... They use him as that swing man, and I hate the swing man.
Do you think they're going to do it, though, with Lysette and Vardy and all that playing?
They probably won't, but Adam Simpson just seems like such an... He just always seems to make the safe, bad choice.
Yeah, I see what your point, but yeah. But yeah, Rance and McGovern, but if you like the Rance, I'm happy to take Rance in my team.
Boom, Rance is in. Okay, so after Alex Rance went, Max Gawn locked in as the third ruck off the board. Lukey Parker, Jeremy McGovern, Taylor Adams rounded out the fourth round. JJK, start of the fifth. Jeremy Howe, your boy, Jono. Joe Danaher and Chad Wingard. So our team at the moment, just for the listeners, in defence we've got Alex Rance, through the midfield we've got Nat Fyfe and Tom Rockliffe, and in the forward line, Isaac Heaney, and no ruck at the moment, Jono. Geez, that's a pretty hot start for our team. Tom Rockliffe slides in these drafts. Anyway.
What have we got in forwards? How many forwards have gone off the board with that little counter there?
Only nine forwards have gone off the board, so I've still got some really great options, including lunchmate Devon Smith. Michael Barlow, who I know you're really hot on, Jono. You've got him right
probably
at the top
more
of the...
hotter on him than the fantasy than Supercoach, but still hot on him.
Yep. Jared Roughhead, Jack Gunston, Tom Lynch, Luke Dalhouse, who I'm not real hot on. We got both the Tom Lynches, actually. So for me, the forwards, I don't have... Devon's my top. I've got him ranked at F9. So I'm pretty hot on him, but after that I've sort of got Roughhead and then the Toms.
Gunston.
So
I'm Yeah, look, Devin Smith, I'd be happy to take a quality forward there. And Devin Smith, we saw him in the intra-club that Essendon had, that he's going to be playing 70-30 or 60-40 to that effect midfield forward time. So I'd be quite happy to roll the dice on Devin Smith there.
Well, so we've got a lot of tier two defenders, so I think if we really want one of them, we'll get them on the way back. But there's 22 mids off the board, so we're into the M3 range. And, you know, things are starting to thin out here, man. Like, I've got to be honest, like, we've got Callan Ward, Mark Murphy, Gibbs, Jackson McRae, Mitch Duncan, Ollie Wine, Steve Coniglio. Like, if it...
I think you can get Coniglio a little bit later. I know he's shooting up the boards a bit, but...
He is.
Duncan or... Who was the other one you said? Jack McRae. Be an interesting M3. At least you know what you're going to get with Jack McRae. He's a solid 105 midfielder.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. Absolutely. It's just, you know, I worry when I get to that M5, if I don't have a good one, then I feel kind of crappy about my team.
Hey, I drafted Lucky Hunter as my M5 last year.
Oh, Jesus. So that's a bad life, man. I don't want to be part of that life. So we're kind of balancing our team. I guess it's the question, if you feel like you really want a forward, like I've got some, like we know we can get Rory Lobb later, we can get Sicily. Like I just feel like there's so much depth in the forward line. I'd be tempted to go midfielder and defender, but if you want to go...
What have we got in the defender pool and midfield pool again?
Well, we've got a lot of defenders. We've got Robert and Ellis, McDonald, Tui, Rich, Heath Shaw, Jack Crisp. See, I still have Jack Crisp as a top 10 defender.
Yeah, so do I, actually. If we can get him as our third defender, we'd be laughing all the way to the bank there.
Well, it'd be our second defender, probably. So I'd be tempted to go midfielder here and then... try to get one of those defenders on the way back.
Sure.
Sure. So do you have a preference for a midfielder?
What were the options again? I like Duncan and McRae. You said Cochin and Murphy were in there?
Cochin's there, Murphy's there. They're all there.
Yeah. I've got question marks on Mark Murphy this year.
Will you make the pick?
Give us Mitch Duncan.
Mitch Duncan. Why not? That's our third midfielder. Perfect. Okay, so after Mitch Duncan went Dylan Robinson, Brandon Ellis, Jackson McRae, Callan Ward, Jared Roughhead to round out the fifth round. Then at the start of the sixth, you had Steph Martin, Jack Gunston, Mark Murphy, Sam Jacobs, and Luke McDonald. So only three midfielders went in that mix. People are starting to fill out their other lines. So with the defenders, we've still got Tui, Rich, Shaw, and Crisp. Sort of the name defenders you'd want. And with the forwards, we've still got Barlow, we've still got Devin Smith, Handsome Tom, Luke Dalhouse. So it's sort of interesting. Oh, Michael Walters is still there as well, who I'm really hot on.
So what for the listeners is the team looking like at the moment?
At the moment, in defence, we've just got Alex Rance. In the forward line, we've just got Isaac Heaney. And through the midfield, we've got Nat Fyfe, Tom Rockliffe, and Mitch Duncan. So it's a really nice balance at the moment.
So, and how many forwards and defenders are gone at the moment?
13 defenders and 11 forwards, which given
that even.
It's pretty even, but it's just shading to the defenders, which I think you'd expect at the top of the draft, you know, with the position not being super deep.
Yeah, and that's why I was asking the question. So I'd be looking to grab another defender there.
So obviously we both had Jack Crisp as a top 10 defender.
Certainly do.
Do we grab him here?
If he's there, I'd grab him because he won't be coming back.
All right. So we've gone Jack Crisp, pick right after it, Jono. He's sure.
There you go.
Then Nick Nat, lunch meat, Devin Smith at 6.9. It's very nice. Bryce Gibbs rounded out the top, rounded out round six. Then Zach Tui, Brody Grundy, Daniel Rich, and Michael Barlow. So another four. That's pretty late on Michael Barlow. That feels like pretty good value.
Yeah, I had him as a tier two forward for me.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, we had a tier two defender instead, which would
pay off.
Which would, you know, suggest that, again, we're playing to the depth of the position. Now, we've got in the forward line, Handsome Tom, Luke Dalhouse, good personality Tom, Michael Walters, Charlie Dixon, Jeremy Cameron, Johnny Patton. So a lot of depth there. In the defenders, we've still got Shannon Hearn, Alex Witherden, Ryan Burton, Pierce Hanley, who's a bit of a
smoky.
Well, he's that risk reward pick, isn't he?
Yeah. I'd rather him as our D4 than a D3, that's for sure.
But through the midfield, we've still got Seb Ross, Ollie Wines, Steve Coniglio, Brad Crouch, Dyson Heppel. These are perfect M4 kind of guys. And I think the question is, are you prepared to strengthen up the midfield and go in with a weaker forward line potentially, or do you try to really balance out that squad and maybe have a weaker M7 than if you'd drafted one now?
Well, that's where I like to play. I like to play to my strengths, and I like a strong midfield and a strong defence. I really don't care too much about my forward line, especially this year where there's a lot of depth in our forward lines where I can go. I did a draft the other day. I got Petrescu Seaton in round 20. I mean, that's a bonus for me right there. So I'll be looking to add to the midfield, and especially with the shallow defenders, looking to stack them up a bit as well.
Yeah, so I see what you mean. That's pretty interesting. So who do you like here from the M4s?
I'm hot on Knigs. Hot on him.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I've absolutely, I'm really hot on him as well. So we'll lock in Steve Coniglio with our round 7 pick. So after Coniglio went Tom Lynch, Seb Ross, Shannon Hearn, Tom Lynch. I'm not sure which one's which, but that's fine. Alex Witherden in defense rounded out the round 7. To start off round 8, Ollie Wines, Ryan Burton, Brad Crouch, Steel Sidebottom, and Luke Dalhouse. So a bit of value on Dalhouse. I don't think we've seen him go on round 8 for a long time. But at any rate, Jono, we've got two defenders in Alex Rance and Jack Crisp. Through the midfield, we've got Nat Fyfe, Tom Rockliffe, Mitch Duncan, and Steve Coniglio. And no Ruckman, of course, as usual. And in the forward line, Isaac Heaney sitting there on his lonesome.
Wow, what have we got in the forward line? It's time to
balance it up. Well, we've still got, Michael Walters is still here, who I'm really hot on.
Ooh.
I've got him in there at F15 at the moment. So, obviously...
Jeremy Cameron floating around in that pool at all?
Jeremy Cameron's there. Johnny Patton's there. James Sicily's there. Toby McLean, Petrarca, Charlie Dixon, for what it's worth.
So, it's all in that same sort of tiering for me. But Michael Walters, he's actually coming up the board for me.
To where I've got him at 15?
Well, probably not that high, but getting there.
Okay, so we can lock in Michael Walters pretty comfortably there. And after him went Dyson Heppel, Steve May, Jason Johannesson, a couple of defenders there, Jared Witts. That's pretty good value, actually, Jared Witts. Trent Cotchin, Jack Stephen, Dan Hahn, and Jeremy Cameron.
Jack Stephen and Dan Hahn.
I'm rising on Jack Stephen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm a wait and see still on him. Just wait and see.
Well, in defenders, we've still got a lot of love. Like, I'm pretty hot on some of these defenders, Jono.
Who have we got available?
We've got Pierce Hanley, who I've got in there at D24. Probably not the hottest, but I've got James Sicily at D13. He's still on the board. Absolutely love that. Shane Savage I've got at D25. He's still on the board. Christian Salem still on the board. So, I mean, I'm all over James Sicily. He's a third-tier defender for me.
What round are we at?
9.
10? 9. Yeah, I'd take him there as my D3.
Yeah, I love that pick.
I mean, I can't convince you to take Birchall there, but we might as well take some Hawthorn.
He's dead.
Don't worry, I'm just doing drafts to get that ADP up for him.
Yeah, I noticed that Pierce Hanley's a strange one, isn't he?
Yeah, like you said, he is really risk-reward. He can get you 100 average or go off with a soft tissue injury and never to be seen again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so, a lot of risk-reward.
Like I said, safer is a D4 for me because that's where I like to start to play around and experiment with players and try and get that value in that D4 onwards range and F4 as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the midfielders, we're starting to thin out a bit, Jono. We've got Ebert, we've got Nathan Jones, we've got Aaron Hall, we've got Dion Prestia, Jackson. So we're really starting to... Dom Sheed's still on the board.
See, Dion Prestia, because of his slow start to last year, he's got that low average, but I'm pretty keen on him. I actually am keen on him as a D5. He played a M5, sorry. He played that really good role of run with, but still got his own football, where he averaged what over 100 in both formats, running into the finals last year.
Yeah, that's it's a pretty interesting pick. So we've got, just at the moment for the listeners, we've got three defenders. We've got Alex Rance, Jack Crisp, and James Sicily. Through the midfield, we've got Nat Fyfe, Tom Rockliffe, Mitch Duncan, Steve Coniglio. You'll be pretty happy with that midfield. No Ruckman, of course. And in the forward line, Isaac Heaney and Michael Walters. So on the board still in the forwards, we've got Toby McLean, we've got Kane Lambert, we've got the Tomahawk, we've got Taylor Walker, Jack Martin, Travis Boak still on the board.
Travis Boak?
Yeah, Tom Papley, Jordan Ngoi, David Mundy, Robbo, Darcy Parrish. So, Jesse Hogan's still on the board, John. Jesse?
Don't worry, you can get him in round 16, I reckon.
That's probably true. You're all animals.
But Tex Walker, I'd be cooling because he has that, was it, thumb injury, so he's not playing for a little bit, so slide on him. But there was a forward there you said, like Boak. I'm pretty interested in Boak. I can see him averaging quite well for the year, be a high 80s to low 90s from him.
Yeah, so I guess that's the question you got to ask yourself. Do you go with Travis Boak here and balance out your team, be 3-4-3 at the moment, or do you go for the extra midfielder where you'd only have two midfield positions to left, and grab one of those forwards on the wraparound?
So how many forwards, mids, and have gone off the board?
25 defenders, 39 mids, and 22 forwards.
And we're at pick, which pick?
96, round 10.
Round 10, 96.
See, I'm not as hot on Boak.
Go that extra midfielder in Prestia for me, and then look to get a forward on the way back.
You're hot on Prestia?
I am, yeah.
Okay, I'll let you have that pick.
Happy to have him as a M5.
Okie dokie. So Dion Prestia, we will lock you in as our M5. He's rising up the boards a little bit, so that's fine. So the midfield is Fyfe, Rocky, Duncan, Coniglio, and Prestia.
Solid.
Well, it's a bit of injury history there with Dion Prestia, let's be honest.
Hey, we're just keeping it consistent with Rocky and Fyfe.
Oh, God. And Mitch Duncan. And Steve Coniglio. Oh, God.
Hey. Trade him out. One good game, trade him out.
Oh, God. We could be feeling donuts here. Actually, where is Donuts? I'll draft him.
ADP of 396, I think it was.
Oh, God. Okay, so off the board after Dion Prestia was... we missed out on Rory Lobb, by the way.
That's a shame.
After Dion Prestia was Toby McLean, Brad Ebert, Robbie Tarrant, Kane Lambert, rounding out the 10th round, Nathan Jones, Tomahawk, Shane Savage, and Pierce Hanley just went the pick before us, John. Jeez, I would have loved that.
I would have loved that at D4, but hey, look, we got Boak there. We can grab him now.
Yeah, and sorry, just for the listeners, I missed out on reading the round after we picked James Sicily, Charlie Dixon, Luke Shuey, Christian Petrarca, Tom McDonald, Johnny Patton, Christian Salem, Dylan Scheel, Connor Blakely, Rory Lobb, and Todd Goldstein went off the board. Todd Goldstein in the 10th round.
Where do you see Dylan Scheel this year? He could be make or break, can't he?
I think
if he's... time on ground doesn't go up, then
that's the problem. Is his time? I don't see his time on ground going up. Like,
you think they're going to throw Hopper, Taranto in front of him, give him more midfield?
But their
time.
Midfield didn't really change.
It's true. Who have they lost this year? No one.
I mean, out of the back line, they've lost a couple. So if they plug someone down the back line, then maybe. But I kind of think with these inside mids like Ollie Wines and that, these mid 70 game times, because these guys don't really go forward or back all that well, they kind of just have to go to the bench.
That's true.
So
playing an AFLX maybe, who knows?
I love watching Dylan Scheel play. That's the pain in the butt.
Yeah.
He's a good guy to own. So we've got five midfielders, three defenders, and two forwards. So on the defensive side, we've still got Nick Haynes, Tommy Langdon, KK, Hodge, McGrath. For the forwards...
KK, interesting.
We've still got Taylor Walker, we've still got Jack Martin, still got Travis Boak, Ngoi, Tom Papley.
Ngoi. This would be our F3, wouldn't it?
This would be our F3.
Yeah, I'd be happy to take Boak or Ngoi.
Okay, so the defenders, I don't really have anyone. I've still got McGrath still on the board. He's
cooling. He's around the round 12, you can get him.
Why is he? Oh, so you think we'd get him on the way back?
Yeah.
midfielders we've got left are Aaron Hall, Jack Steele, Brendan Goddard, Jack Viney, Lockie Whitfield.
Some quality picks there, like
Dom Sheed.
What about Jack Redden? Is he floating about?
Jack Redden is still floating about.
We do have a search button there, so if you can't find your player in the top 10 or 15, just punch their name in there, and you can find out whether if they're still available or not. Jack Redden has an M6.
I think you'd get it. You'd get one of these guys on the way back, definitely. So if you wanted to go a forward or a defender, I'd be really happy.
I'd go forward. I'm liking Travis Boak.
Okay. We're going to lock in Travis Boak there. So after him went Aaron Hall, Jack Martin, Taylor Walker, Jack Steele, Sean Higgins. Sorry for whoever drafted him. Started around 12, Jordan DeGoey, KK, Tom Papley, Brendan Goddard, and Tom Langdon. So after that, you know, it's really interesting. We've still got Nick Haynes. We've still got Hodge. We've still got McGrath. It is round 12, though, Jonas. So
it's right about this time where you're looking at him. That would be our D4, which that's some serious value for Andy McGrath right there. Round 12, D4. I'd be pretty happy with that. Or what have we got in the mids as well floating about? Because maybe lock in another midfielder.
We've got Viney, Whitfield, Sheed, who I'm pretty keen on, Zaharakis, Ed Curnow, Gaff, Lyons, Dunstan, Nunes. Jack Redden is still there. O'Meara is still there. Steve Hill. So we are starting to thin out.
See, I'd be looking to grab either another defender or another midfield here. Your choice, Steve.
Well, we've only got we have got three forwards, sorry. Yeah, I've got to be honest, I'm still sort of hot on Andy McGrath. I've got him in at D23 at the moment. So he'd certainly be my highest rated player on my ranks. So I'm all about that life.
Yeah, I think I've got him in a similar position. So I'd be taking Andy McGrath too, especially with his training the midfield group.
Oh, yeah, no, he's going to definitely bust out. There's no chance that could possibly go wrong. So after Andrew McGrath went, Lockie Whitfield, Nick Haynes, David Mundy, Justin Westhoff. And then round 13 went Dom Sheed, Ed Curnow, Andrew Gaff, and Mitch Robinson. So we've got four defenders in there. Our team at the moment, just for everyone listening, playing at home. We've got Alex Rance, Jack Crisp, James Sicily, and Andrew McGrath, which I've got to be honest, John, I love. It's a bit of a no-name defense, but I love it.
Oh, yeah. Solid. It's like your black and gold from IGA. It's
we've sort of got the unrated guys in every tier. Like, I've still got Crisp as a tier two, Sis as a tier two. So I'm very happy. Midfield, we've got Nat Fyfe, Tom Rockliffe, Mitch Duncan, Steve Coniglio, and Dion Prestia. No Ruckman, because why do you need one? And in the forward line, Isaac Heaney, Michael Walters, and Travis Boak.
It's pretty solid.
That's a solid team.
I'm guessing nine ruckmen have gone off the board.
Nine ruckmen have gone off the board.
So we got our pick of a McAvoy, Bell Chambers, Zach Smith. Like, I've been getting Zach Smith around 17s.
Yeah. And Sandy, Nank.
Yeah, they're all there. They're all there. So just wait, people, if you're looking for a ruckman late.
Yeah, so, Jono, we still need to fill out one defender, two mids, and two forwards. I'd be tempted here to go the boy. We're at round 13.
Jesse's
on the board.
That'd be our fourth forward.
Be the fourth forward. I'm really torn between him and Jack Redden. I've got to be honest. I know there's a lot of mids on the board. There's still a lot of forwards on the board, but they'd be my two picks. Who do you sort of like?
I actually don't mind them two picks right there. I mean, I've done a few drafts and I've actually had Lobb as an F3 and Hogan F4.
Yeah.
So lock in Hogan.
Lock in Jesse.
Yep.
Beautiful. He's not really even that high. Like Wallace is in front of him in ADP. Darcy Parrish, Jack Riewoldt, they're all sort of right there. Deledio. So, you know, Jesse's... Well, Blake Akers is still there. I kind of like Blake Akers, but... Lock in
game right at the end, I reckon.
Lock in Jesse Hogan is our F4. My God, you got to love that life. So after Jesse Hogan went Jack Viney, Mitch Wallace, Luke Hodge, David Zaharakis, and Luke Ryan. And to start round 14, we had Jared Lyons, Callum Mills, Jared McVeigh, Matt Suckling, and Luke Dunstan. So there's a few defenders go off the in between our picks there. That was five defenders went in between our picks. We only need one more, Jono. But I'm certainly looking for a midfielder here because Jack Redden didn't go off the board.
Grab it.
Beautiful.
No question.
Jack Redden's locked in as the pick. So after him went Nathan Wilson, Brett Delidio, Aaron Mullett, Dane Rampey.
Hey.
Starting round 15, Jack Riewoldt, Ben Cunnington, Darcy Parrish, and Braden Maynard. So the defense is looking...
Players that we'd be looking at to fill out that D5 and F5 for sure. They're your smoky value pick right there.
Yeah, so we only need one player in each position. With the defenders, we've got Jamie McMillan, Jared Harbrow, Sam Mays, the Sharon Goat, Angus Brayshaw still on the board. Just... Oh, sorry, your boy Grant Birchall still there. Because no one wants
bench. We'll put him on the bench.
We'll put him on the bench. through the midfield, we've got Jack Nunes, David Swallow, Scully, Libba, Zeeble, Grigg. You gotta love Sean Grigg, don't you? Jagger O'Meara, Steve Hill, Jordan Lewis.
See, Grigg's that perfect bench player because he's so matchup value as well. Depending on who the Tigers are, he could just get 40 disposals at 20% efficiency and still score you a ton. It's great.
Yep. In the forward line, we've got McCluggage, Bunnell, Akers. I kind of dig Blake Akers at that point. I've got him kind of high. I've got him a lot higher than this. I've got him ranked
Akers my 43. 42.
Yeah, I've got him at 43. Oh, okay. Well, I've still got SPS, Kurnow, McCluggage in front of him.
SPS for me is a little bit lower, 53. McCluggage, 49. And Kurnow, 47. So getting into that range, but Blake Akers there. Can't go past it. Solid 85 average. I see him coming up this year.
Yeah, okay. So you're pretty happy to wait and grab Sean Grigg on the way back.
Yeah, well, he'll be our last or first bench player.
No, he'll be on field.
Okay.
Okay, so after Blake Akers went Jared Harbrow, Jack Nunes, Jamie McMillan, Angus Brayshaw, and Sam Mays. Start of round 16 went David Swallow, Charlie Kurnow, Jack Zeeble, Tom Scully, and Hugh McCluggage. Meaning Sean Grigg is still on the board there. And just trying to fill our listeners at home, we've still got on the defensive side, we've still got Sharon Goat, Marcus Adams, Shane Big, Jimmy Webster, Birchall, Hamish Hartlett, Jasper Jeez, it's getting pretty vomitous.
Broadbent there? Where's Broadbent?
Oh, I don't think I can... Oh, yeah, sorry, we do have the search function, don't we? Oh, there he is. There he is.
Where are my midfielders? I've lost my midfielders.
So we got Libba, Grigg. I think the choice is between Grigg or Jager.
Yeah, Grigg. He doesn't get injured, unlike Jager. I know there's upside to O'Meara, but...
Everyone hates Sean Grigg. I don't know why. He's so good.
He's better fantasy, but yeah, still good in your super coach.
Mm. So off the board after that went Tom Liberatore, Harley Bunnell, Lewis Taylor, the Sharon Goat, round 17, Dom Tyson, Reece Mathieson.
I thought you'd say Reece Palmer, but he's not playing AFL no more.
Should put him in the system. George Hewitt and Zach Williams in round 17 for some unknown reason.
Extra $2, unlock.
Yeah, unlock Reece Palmer. That's awesome. That'd be cool.
Sorry, I did not hear a word because I was too busy laughing at my joke.
It's always good to laugh at your own jokes, John. So, we need one defender. We've got in defense, We've got Alex Rance, Jack Crisp, James Sicily, and Andy McGrath. Through the midfield, we're actually chock-a-block on field. We've got Nat Fyfe, Tom Rockliffe, Mitch Duncan, Steve Coniglio, Dion Prestia, Jack Redden, and Sean Grigg. Man, that's a pretty solid midfield. Through the ruck, none. And in the forward line, we've got Isaac Heaney, Michael Walters, Travis Boak, Jesse Hogan, and Blake Akers.
Ooh, Harris Andrews. Tempting. Who have we got there in the defenders on the board?
Well, we only need one defender. So we've got Marcus Adams, Shane Biggs, Jimmy Webster, Birchall, Hartlett, Jake Lever, Pittard, Tomlinson, Vince, Vlosten, Tommy Cutts.
This is where I'd roll the dice a little bit and just take a punt on someone that might be slightly down, like that Harris Andrews or
Liam Duggan,
Caleb Duggan, a Marchbank, just or Thurlow, just someone like that, where pretty much a free hit, And if it doesn't work out, you throw them back in the pool, because there will be someone that's going to pop up in the first couple of rounds where if you're high enough on the waiver wire, even the free agency, just scoop them out of the pool.
Yeah, absolutely, John. And that's generally how it happens, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Or do you want to just throw in Liam Duggan?
Yeah, I love Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He's fine.
He's got the captain's nod in the AFLX, I noticed, for West Coast.
I saw that with
their stacked team.
I'm actually heading to the AFLX on a Friday night. Check it out.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be like, but I'm interested. Yeah, very interested.
All right, so after Liam Duggan in round 17 went Jago O'Meara, Jack Watts, Caleb Daniel. Oh, holy hell, Jono, our plan's ruined. SPS.
Draft's over. Start again.
Boom. Marcus Adams. And then start off round 18 and Eddie Betts, Stephen Hill, Lachie Hunter, Shane Biggs, and Josh Jenkins.
Do we need one more forward, or we're just bench players now?
We need one ruck on the field and all bench after that. So let's just square away our ruckman, Jono.
Zach Smith.
He's on the board.
Take him.
Boom.
If he's sole rucking, he's close to 100 average this year.
He will average 100 this year if he's sole rucking. Yep. So after him went Jordan Lewis, Sean Burgoyne, Mark Blixarves, Jared Waite, Ben McAvoy, Tommy Belcho,
Jared Waite. Wow.
Aaron Sanderlands, Toby Nankervis, because people are living that second ruck life.
You went three ruck life, don't you forget.
Oh, yeah, I did do that. That's fair enough. Anyway, on the board, we've still got... Oh, God. I don't want to read this out. We have to tag this pod explicit. Jimmy Webster, Grant Birchall, Hamish Hartlett, Daniel Wells, Nick Newman, Lever, Selwood. That's Scott. We've got Cam Pedersen.
So when it comes to picking a bench, how do you like to fill your bench out? Do you like to go one defender, two mid ruck, or one positional and then three mid sort of thing?
Me, I like to choose the players with the most upside. So I'm looking here, I can see Jack Sinclair, I can see Adam Tomlinson, I can see Matt Kennedy from Carlton. I'm looking
at Taranto or someone like that be floating around too.
Braden Fiorini's sitting there. I mean, I'm looking for the guy where if things fall the right way for them, they're going to be a stayer. And what I want to do with those stayers is pair them up with someone, trade them out, and get someone better.
Yep,
sure. So, like, I'm absolutely always looking. Yeah, Tim Taranto's there, but I'm always looking for upside, just absolutely playing for upside, because chances are, Jono, these guys are hitting the bench before I've even left the draft.
That's true. That is true. You said Fiorini was still there. I like to stack it with the midfielders, either two or three, depending on how I'm feeling. Because you always need that midfield depth. So what have we got for some midfield depth there?
Yeah, Fiorini's absolutely...
I'm sure like a Matt Kennedy be floating around there.
Yeah, Matt Kennedy's going to go off the board before Fiorini. I don't mind taking either. But yeah, it's actually funny because I kind of look for the forwards who are going to have a good matchup through the early rounds, because we know forwards, their value isn't as great as the other positions. So if I can get a forward who pops early, ship them off. Yep. That's the way to Kieran play it Jack. For me. Kieran Jack's there. He's got the forward status.
He's going
to
pop early. He might pop a hamstring.
Well, Daniel Wells is on the board.
Oh, no. I'll be looking at a midfield with a bit of upside, and that'd be Matt Kennedy, because then later on we could grab one of those forwards, pair them together, and get someone who's a bit of a sucker in your league if they've got a couple of good scores under their belt.
Well, Matt Kennedy's there, so let's square him away.
Yeah, high on him.
After Matt Kennedy went Hamish Hartlett, Cam Pedersen, Grant Birchall, or Wart Birchall, as he's now known. Whatever.
Just keep going.
Poor Grant Birchall. Jimmy Webster and Nick Newman rounded out round 19. Round 20, Sam Naismith, Daniel Wells, Lachie Weller, Liam Jones, and Jake Lever.
There you go.
So guys on the board still with a little bit of pop. Brandon Matera is still on the board. Adam Tomlinson.
Dan Rioli, especially in this Supercoach format.
Nothing?
None. No.
I have very limited thoughts. Braden Fiorini's there. I'll be pretty happy stacking up the mids, because
stack the mids.
In a 5-7-1-5 league, people always need mids. Oh, Jack Stringer's still there, Jono.
He's got the man bun now with an awful tattoo. He is the worst human being ever now.
Nice. What about Barnaby Joyce, just to be topical?
I have actually not followed the story. I've just heard sex and an affair, but I haven't read too much into it. That's all. Is that all I need to know?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Not an attractive man.
Certainly not.
Yeah. Okay, so after Brian Fiorini went Barnaby Joyce, Barnaby Joyce, Barnaby Joyce, and Barnaby Joyce to round out round 20. Now, it was Scott Selwood, Dawson Simpson, Michael Johnson, Jasper Pittard. Then in round 21, Ben Brown, Jack Graham, Isaac Smith, and Brad Hill. Man, I got to be honest, I'm so hot on Adam Tomlinson just as a real late round flyer.
I do like Tomlinson. I have him there in my defenders. I can't find him. There he is, 59.
So, yeah, we'll square him away, get a bit of defender defender action. Man, Bernie Vince is still on the board. How much do people hate Bernie Vince?
Oh, man, it's weekend of Bernies all over again. Except the opposite. Bizarro weekend of Bernies.
Where Bernie's alive and everyone else is dead?
Bernie's alive and everybody hates him.
Ah, yeah, everyone does hate Bernie. What's going on? So after Adam Tomlinson went Surioli, Kieran Jack, Brandon Matera, Cam Rayner, Liam Picken. How's Cam Rayner going that high? People like Cam Rayner?
There's been a bit of talk over him the last few days, just up there.
Must be the heat. Heat's getting to him. Round 22, Sam Kerridge, Riley Bonner, Matthew Wright, Rory Atkins, and Josh Caddy.
So we've got two mids, defender.
One more mid.
What's the best mid we got there?
Midfielders, Jack Sinclair, actually.
Take it.
Who was rated the best wingman in the game, apparently.
There you go. Take him.
All right, so draft complete, Jono.
Sweet, eh?
Let's run through our team quickly for everyone. In defense, we got Alex Rance, Jack Crisp, James Sicily, Andrew McGrath, and Liam Duggan. Through the midfield, Nat Fyfe, Tom Rockliffe, Mitch Duncan, Steve Coniglio, Dion Prestia, Jack Redden, and Sean Grigg. Our ruckman is Zach Smith. Through the forward line, we've got Isaac Heaney, Michael Walters, Travis Boak, Jesse Hogan, Blake Akers, and on the bench, Matt Kennedy, Brian Fiorini, Adam Tomlinson, and Jack Sinclair. I'd say that is a pretty damn well-balanced team. Jono, a couple of captain options.
Yeah, I'll be captaining Zach Smith every day of the week. And when you do finish your draft, it'll pop up with what all the other teams have drafted. So then you can compare teams, see who you've missed. They've got the whole draft log there on the side. So you can go back and go, ooh, I missed a goey. What position? What round did he go? So there you can see who's rising, who's falling. Simple as that. You get two free drafts a day. And if you want more and you want to draft against our ranks, it's just a $9 paywall there. You click sign up the membership, $9. Simple as that. And then you can draft against our ranks on the website there. And unlimited. Draft to your heart's content.
Yeah, it's... I've got to be honest, John. I'm pretty happy with the product. It's... I mean, what can you say? It's a game changer.
Game changer. Yes, there it is. There's don't worry. But we do have a review this week, Steve.
Oh, thank God people remember we exist. Hey, how much do we love it when we get reviews on iTunes and stuff? Oh, how good was that one we got on Podbean where they just bagged us out?
Bagged us out. Good, bad, indifferent. We'll rate it out. Because we are on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Podbean, Pod Paradise, anything that's got to do with podcasting. This is from Dilla. And he says, love the best 23 under 23 podcast and a big fan of the Draft Doctors podcast. They are one of the few Dream Team podcasts which discusses keeper leagues and draft leagues. Thanks, lads. Thank you, Dilla. But we do have a question this week, Steve, and I really like this question. It's from Scott Rainbird. He says, how far down your draft list do you tier? Do you tier your top 30 in each line, or do you do full draft lists?
Yeah, it's a good question. I generally draft about 15 beyond whatever the draft on-field capacity is. So if you're in a 10-team league and say you've got five defenders, I'll go to about 65. If you've got seven midfielders, I'll go to about 85. That way you're sort of covering anything that can go wrong. You're filling out your bench and you've always got options. Do you want an upside guy? Do you want a safety guy? Like there's a lot of difference between drafting, who would you say is a bit of a safety blanket once you get into the nether regions down there? You know, you could grab a Bernie Vince who doesn't really have a heap of upside, or you could go for a Adam Tomlinson who you could throw back in the pool after 1 week, but he could also be an every week starter.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I'm slightly different to Steve there. I like to tier just to that fourth, second last position, basically. So my D4, my F4, M6, 7, M6 probably. And then I'll have a list on the side of, say, like Steve does, 20 or 30 players that value money pick. So it's pretty similar, but slightly shorter for me. And then I like to use those last positions as that value lottery tick pick. Ticket to pick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's sort of always what you're trying to hit is value at the end there. I don't want to choose the safe. I mean, how many guys do you turn over? I think, Jono, we worked it out last year. Most of us turned over, I think, about 15
three
or...
quarters.
15 or... Yeah, 3/4 of our list in a redraft league.
Yeah.
Whether it's through trades or pooling or what have you.
So plenty of value out there, for sure. I think that wraps up the pod for this week. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to catch us on social media, you can do that by checking us out on Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, at Statesman33. We've got the websites now, thedraftdoctors.com.au, and the mock site, mock.thedraftdoctors.com.au. Check out the Facebook, search The Draft Doctors there if you've got any questions, and the Instagram as well. Thanks very much, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Draft Doctors Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review.